Learning Mesachtas Meid, Kandaf Yerem and Aleph. The Gemara is starting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hedye Tefer Kedarkai Vauma Nachliv. When you're dealing with sewing, so a hedye could sew in his normal way, and a uman has to sew in an unusual way, which resembles the teeth of a dog, like the Gemara explains. For this Gemara, you see that the din of Tzarech HaMayid, like Taisus says, it's only Mutta but Tzarech HaMayid, is only Mutta when it's done in an unusual way. If it's done without any shini at all, then a malach is not Mutta but Tzarech HaMayid. So either if a hedyit does it, that's considered a ma'isa hedyit, or if a uman does it, he has to do with a shini, that it shouldn't be such a ma'isa uman. So the Gemara says, "Hey, kedami hedyit. What's the case of a hedyit? Amid ve'ev yane koshe eni yachal haitzi amacha bevasachas. He's not able to take out the needle at one time, which Rashi explains, at least in one shot, that he's making multiple stitches all at once and then pulling out the needle, that all the stitches to come into place, and that only an umma could do. And if ve'ez mechnin amma koshe eni yachal lechav en imma b'chapas chalukai, he's not able to sew a hem evenly on the end of his chaluk, that the hem should come out exactly even, not wide in certain places and narrow in others. And the Rosh writes, "For yivsek hilchus hakaman hilcha ma'akam atzur shleiv be'echn me'elu layifbe b'mayit." The Rosh writes, "We don't have a clear sack like the ve'er v'yane or v'yis mechnina. Therefore, if you're fluent in either one of these two, if you could do the ma'akam b'vasachas, or you could sew the hem completely even, so you should not sew kedarkai a chalamayit." Seemingly, the Rosh holds that they're arguing on each other, and the Rosh is machma like both of them. The Tur also says that, and the Magen Avraham brings in the Sifkat and Tess. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Yantar Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, says, "My hedyit ve'inam mora ba'isam lachar ha'izah kedarkai." Doesn't explain exactly what the hedyit is. The Beis Yosef says, and the Rambam holds, mara mechada v'lei pligi. That's why he doesn't bring down both things. So, either way, if you're not able to be maitzi the chut b'vasachas, or if you can't do the hem evenly, in both ways you call the hedyit, the Chemed Meisher brings it. But the Sharetzin, a nice kafal of paskins like the Rosh in the Tur, because he says, Rebbein Yechiel brought in the guy smack also paskins that way, and he says that the Bir Agram, is mashmi also held that the Rambam held that way. The guy says smack, that brings from Rebbein Yechiel, says, L'chein tayv l'hachmash l'if v'shum adem rak al-yadei shinoi, k'rei v'ne adem v'kiyem v'yitzah ha-samachat. The correct thing is that everyone should be machmet to do a shinui, because most people could do the Yitzhar smachat in that way, and that's what the Ramah brings there in Sifhei. So that's been a gay who a hedyit is. Well, that's a question if the Gemara means bedafka, and then you would need both of them l'chumra, or the Gemara is lam dafka, and therefore either one of them would be good enough. Now about the uman that needs a shinui, so also the Gemara brings two man the amrim, my machlev, Rabbi Yechonam Mafsia, to make uneven stitches, and Rav Shmuel Mashini Kamasa to make wine stitches. And the Rosh also writes about this, that there's no psak halacha, and therefore we need both shinuyim, which would mean both wide stitches and uneven stitches. And the Mordechai and the Gai Yisrael, they also say this, b'shem the smack. And also in this, the Beis Yosef is Medayik and the Rambam, the Mayer Mechad of Leipligi, and one of the shinuyim is good enough. Now the Chumas Sedeshin had a shaila, it's in Sim Pei Zayin. Would it help to do a different shinui? In other words, to hold the needle in an unusual way, to hold it in your fingers, not the way people usually hold the needle during sewing. And he brought him tzushtel, because he said one of the gedolim copied a tshuva from the drashas Marcher Zeruah that a rishon like named Rabbeinu Eliezer wrote to him in Chol HaMoed. So he wrote back, "How are you allowed to write a Chol HaMoed?" So he said, "The way I was able to write a Chol HaMoed is with the shinui. I held the quill between my thumb and my forefinger, which is not the usual way of holding a quill." So it sounds like as long as you did it in an unusual way, even though to the one that you sent the letter to, it looks like it was written properly, that's also called the shinui, and that works. So Chuma Sadeshen wanted to say, so by sewing, it's also that way. That's how he started the tshuva. But then he wrote, he's unsure of the psak, because could be, sewing is much more of a malacha than ksiva. And here the Gemara specifically explains the shinoi. So perhaps we have to do the shinoi the way the Gemara explains it. In other words, that the stitches themselves are very unprofessionally done, and you could tell by the stitching that it's not done properly. He brings the Gemara in Daf Yudeis that says, Malachas Kol HaMayda are kureis ve'en lemeid dezu mizu. So therefore, even though we have a psak from Arisha in regard to writing, that even though the writing is coming out the same way, but if the one who did the malacha did it in an unusual way, it's mutter, you wouldn't have a right that by sewing would be the same thing. Now, l'chaya, what he means is that the shinoi has to be the unprofessionalism, the unusual thing has to be in the result, that the result comes out to be something which does not look like the way it's normally done, as opposed to in the action, if the action is not done the way it's normally done. That's what the Ramah also paskins in the Siman Tavkuf Mem Aleph Sifhei. Now, the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch paskins by Ksiva also that way. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tavkuf Mem Hei Siv Zayin, Kol Mash Asalichtav Gam Shini Asalichtav. Whenever there's an Issa to write a Cholomayd, you're not only write with a Shini. And the Tazdei explains that it's just the shinui of holding the kulmas that's aser, but if the ksav itself is mishuna, l'mashal the letters are broken or cut, then it's mutter. And the Sharetzion in Sifchat Mentes explains because the issa macha chomayis b'shem tircha, and by shina is more of a tircha, which might explain the difference that by Shabbos and Yantif, where the issa is the maisa, whenever the maisa is with the shinui, it's not malachas makshavis, mashenki by cholamayin. The main point of the Issim Lach is the Tircha, a Shini makes it more of a Tircha. So Alach HaLamaisa, the Shini has to be in the Teitzah. Now Taisus, like we mentioned, says that the Sugya is from El Tzarech HaMayid, without a Tzarech HaMayid it's Asur. But Taisus says, brings from the Yomayin Daf Yabez, that by a Davar Avid you don't need a Shini. When you're doing a Malacha because of a Davar Avid, then you can do it in the regular way, then even a Maisa Uman is Mutter. And he writes that he saw from his Rebbeim, they did not allow someone to repair the garments or the shoes that were ripped, even though some might argue it's a davar avad, because if you don't repair it, it gets more ripped. And he said, perhaps they didn't consider it a davar avad. He doesn't explain exactly why and what the shail is, but the Rashi explains more, that davar avad means the entire thing will get destroyed. But if it will get more broken, if it's already broken, if it's going to get a little bit more broken, that's not called a davar avad. And the Mordechai also brings this from Rabbeinu Tam, that you're not allowed to repair garments or shoes, even though they're going to get more ripped. The Mordechai writes that the Ravon, and also Rabbeinu Yael, and also the Ravya, the son of Rabbeinu Yael, they hold on smutter if it was ripped or broken on Chalamayid. Perhaps because if it was broken before, that would like Kivim Lach Nolay, they should have fixed it before. And he writes to Rivo as Mesupik, and he brought a Raya, the same Raya that Taisus brought, that the Gemara Mesachim says that the reason why the Ratzanim could do the shoes on Erev Yantav is because the Oyler Regalim could fix the shoes. Taisus says only Oyler Regalim could fix the shoes. Taisus says other people cannot fix the shoes of Chalamayid. But he says some say a Deichik, the Oyler Regalim was Lavdafka, and Urcha the Milsenakat. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like Taisus and the Rush, that you're not allowed to fix your garments or shoes that are ripped, and also you're not allowed to tell the guy to fix it. And the Taz says that if it's going to be completely broken, if you're to wear this garment, that's it, it's going to be the end of the garment, and it'll be broken beyond repair if you don't fix it now, so then you're allowed to fix it. That would be called the Davar of the Kuliyama. And the Mishnah Berurah says, but that's if you don't have another beged, so then you're going to have to wear this bag because you have nothing else, and you're going to ruin it beyond repair, so that would be called the davar avot. But l'chaira, I would daman that this is all talking about if you're able to use the garment or the shoes without repairing it. The only reason why you're repairing it is because the more you use it without repairing it, the more it's going to be broken, the more you're going to have to repair it later. But if, let's say, the shoes break and you have to repair it, again, a ma'isa hedit, because you can't use the shoes, or your clothing rip and you have to repair it, a ma'isa hedit, because otherwise your b'chal can't wear the clothing, of course you'd be allowed to. I think it's what the Ramah is saying. The Mechaber says, and the Ramah writes on this, Chayav Chayyim, the Mechaber is saying can't be Masakin, because it's not Letzarech HaMaydi, because we're the way it is. You only be Masakin, so it shouldn't get worse. And that's why he doesn't give this Heter of Shinui. And the Ramah is saying, like, they Shinui Shara Masakin Ksas Letzarech HaMaydi. And so this is Shvei the Lashin. He should have wrote, Mew Letzarech HaMaydi Yachol Masakin, Vak Shehel De Shinui. Right? The Gevart isn't Mew Ayde Shinui, it's Mutter. The Gevart is Mew Letzarech HaMaydi, it's Mutter. I mean, the Be'alach is bothered by the Ramah. What's ksas? What does it mean by ksas? Mi'ulai de'ishin et tzarech, shari l'sakin ksas l'tzarech hamayit. What does it mean, you let him misakin ksas? If it's a tzarech hamayit, why can't you misakin l'gamri? What does it mean ksas? It's bothered by the Lashon. He says, some people are mad take the Lashon. But he says, possibly, the Lashon means like this. You're not allowed to be misakin l'gamri because that much you don't need. Because you could wear it like they're taking ksas. As long as the tikkun that you're going to make will hold it for the time of the mayid, if you only misakin more, it's just so it shouldn't prevent it from doing more, or for it to be able to last till after the mayid, that's asur, because it's only letzarech hamayid. So I would learn like this. The mechab is saying you can't fix it. Why? Because to fix it without a shinui, that's only if it's a davar avot and it's not a davar avot. What if you want to fix it with the shinui? So minastam, it could use a little fixing. If your clothes are ripped or your shoes are broken, minastam, it'll be a little bit better if you fixed it. It's just two things. First of all, hayes is not a davar avod, you'll need a shinui. So ayidei shinui. And second of all, you can't make a total repair because whatever is not necessary for the tzarech hamayid, you're only doing it so it shouldn't rip more or to wear it for after the mayid. So that's asur. So the Mechab is telling you, don't think it's a davar avod because it's going to get more ruined if you wear it. And the Ramah is saying that if you're going to fix it on a deshinoi, that you can do even if it's not a davar avod. You just, first of all, have to be a deshinoi, and second of all, it will have to be only what's necessary l'tzarech hamayit. That's the chayyid sugya. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mamidim tana v'kirayim v'rechayim b'mayit. You'll have to set up an oven, a stove, or a mill on Chol HaMoed. And Rashi says it means, you're allowed to create, you're allowed to make an oven, you're allowed to fashion an oven, a stove, or a mill. Taisus, in the middle of the Divrei Masechta Rabbi Omer, he writes like this. He writes, Hamada means, not when you're building it from scratch. It's already built. It's just, you have to install it. It's not attached to the ground. You have to attach it and cement it into the earth. And the Rosh also writes that. But the Rambam is not mashed away. The Rambam says, Tana v'kirayim, it's Perches, Alochi Yigimel, Tana v'kirayim, she'efshe, she'yav, she'yav, v'mayit, oysen, oysen. You'll have to make it. Sounds like Rashi. You're allowed to make a lechachila. That's how the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavkuf Mem Siv Zayin. So what's this machlokes if you're allowed to make a tanner or you're only allowed to install the tanner? The Chayyot Taisa in the Rosh at Asur is because of the Maisa Uman. If it's a Maisa Uman, that's not Mutal Tzarech HaMayin. A Maisa Uman is only Mutal by a Davar Avot. But Rashi and the Rambam, the Chayyot hold like the Ramban. The Ramban, here, Ma'id Kadin is printed, his Kedusha, Ma'id Kadin is printed as Piskei Din Melechus Yantav Chal Shemayid. So he writes an overview of Melechus Chal Ma'id. He writes like this, Zeh Klal Shemayid. Kol Shu Ba'echel Nefesh Atzmai, Mutti Gedaika Avabishu Tayr Gadol. If you're doing Melacha by the Echel Nefesh itself, it's Mutter even without any Shina, even if it's a very big Tayrach. And he says that's what means Man L'mayim L'yirakis De La'echlan. And also we're going to have coming up in the next Amid, the Kaitzer, Ma'amer, V'dash, V'zayir, U'bayir, you could do all the malachas from Ksira, Ma'amer, Dash, Zayir, U'bayir, even though they're tremendous tirchas, and even, he says, Tchini could even do with the Rechayim Shalyan, which is a tremendous tircha. So that's it then. This rule, that Tzarechim Mayid, only Mutter Mayis Hedid, does not apply to Echel Nefesh. And then he says, V'chein b'machshirin, kol shen kreivim la'echel nefesh atzma, by machshirin, if it's close to the echel nefesh itself, asu eisek echel nefesh umut afil b'm leches uman. That also has the same as echel nefesh, umut ifim leches uman. V'zem ha'shit rabiud al-ami tenur al-amigdal tamur al-amigdal mahulta, like we'll have in the next Amid, that Rabbi Yehuda was matter to amitru to make tanurim, to make mahulta, to make sifters. Vagdele sees multa gadarkan. He says, "Satir mishnev achshir echel nefesh." Vatir b'yishami lhasik ilvus in ukdeiros of tzarech hamayit. Yishami allowed you to bake the earthenware pots, to put them in a, I guess, in a fiery kiln, and bake the earthenware pots, the ilfis and the gdeil of tzarech hamayit. The nearly shafas yasim etchila mechalhet is that. Here's what the Ramban says. Mechayit z'machalik is yishayna. Mechayit taisis in the rush that does not allow you to make the tanner doesn't hold this way. It holds in a maisa uman, or a maisa with a big tircha, even if it's mechshir eichel nefesh, the tzarech hamayit is asir. Mashayin kain, Rashi, and the Ramban would say, and the Ramban, they say you can make the tanner from scratch, and as I state in the Shulchan Aruch, holds that even mechshir eichel nefesh, you can make from scratch. Now, by Rechayim also, the Gemara, the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, you can mind me the Rechayim, and the Yehuda says, ein mechabshin es Rechayim betchila. And Rav Yishayim learned, Taisus discussed it, Rav Yishayim learned that the Tanakama argues, the Tanakama says you could be mechabesh at even betchila. The Gemara says, Lagabe being mechabesh the Rechayim, Rav Yehuda is mechalik between a chadash and a yashan, that a chadash you can't be mechabesh, only a yashan you could. And the Tanakam holds, no, you can be mechabesh the Rechayim. And that's what the Rosh brings b'shem the Rav, and he passes like the Tanakam. So about being mechabesh, we passkin, you could be mechabesh the Rechayim, even in Tzchadasha. Now the question is, what's mechabshin? The Gemara says, my mechabshin, Rav Yehuda min menaka Rechayim, which means you have a millstone and it has to have rough edges. So you have to puncture wedges and you have to make it that the millstone shouldn't be smooth, should be rough, should have a lot of indentations in it, and that's how it grinds the wheat. Right? So that's the thing. By the new one, it's much harder to do. By the old one, it's easier. But we pass in even a new one, you could. And the other man, the Amma, says, Bas Eina. What does Bas Eina mean? That you make a hole in the millstone that you could put in the wheat. Now, the Rosh says in the Ravid, there are Yehuda that says that it's Menachem Rechaya. He holds, you know, you can't do Basena, because Menachem Rechaya is a Maisa Hedit. You just take a stone and bang and bang and bang, and you could get it done. And a Basena, that's hard to do. That you have to make a nice hole that the wheat could go in. That's a Maisa Uman. So that's how he paskins. A Maisa Hedit, what's necessary for the mill is Mutter, but a Maisa Uman is Asir. But the Rambam says that Yenekers Rechayim will place them Ainam Amidanaisan. He says, cool, you could do both. You can be menaker, and you could also be Pesach Ayin. Maybe again we have a case where the Rambam holds that Mara Mechadah v'lei pligi. And the Ramban also brings it. And the Nemuk Yosef also brings the Ramban. And he says, clearly, the reason why it's mutter is because even a Maisa Uman is mutter, because Makshir Echol Nefesh. So the Rosh that brings in the Raven, and seems to pass in that way, that the Heter is only by Menaker Echaya, which is a Maisa Hedit, Mashenke by Bas Ayin, which is a Maisa Uman, then there's no Heter. So now we go to Shitase, that he says you can't make the Tanner, you could just install the Tanner. Making the Tanner is a Maisa Uman, installing it is a Maisa Hedit. And there are a band that says that even Bas Ayin is Mutal, that there's no problem of Maisa Uman when you're dealing with Mashir Echel Nefesh. Now the Ritva, La Maisa, by Tanner, he means like the Ramban, that all Mashir Echel Nefesh is Mutter, even a Meister Uman, if without a Shinoi. But Rechaim, he says, that we pass like the Tanakama. He wants to say it the other way, that a Tanakama, the din is, he can't be Mechamish at all, even by Yeshanim. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a new Heter, the Tanakama, who we pass like, holds that he can only be Maimed the Rechaim. He can't be Mechamish the Rechaim altogether. Not like the other Rishayim that hold that according to Tanakama, he can even be Mechamish the Chadashim. And he says that a Meister Uman is not Mutter. But he says Rechaim is different than Tanner, because Rechaim is Machshirim de Machshirim. That was, I guess, a Tanner is a pshat that you're baking and cooking the food that's going to be used right away. So a Tanner is Machshirim. Mashenken Rechaim, you're going to be grinding the wheat. So it's Machshirim to make flour, but flour is not something they eat. The flour then has to be go and baked in an oven. So it's not a Machshirim, it's called Machshirim de Machshirim, and that's why it holds its aser. But the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Ches, he passes even Rechaim, that everything's mutter, even to make the Rechaim, and even Menacher, and Basein, and everything like the Rambam and the Ramban.